first speaker of today is Klaas Vaytak. Sorry, but I don't remember your name anymore. He's going to talk about Hermes message dispatching, as you can see here, which, as I understood it, is a system to meant to have several servers talk to each other. So that might be very interesting, and which you guys use it soon. So please, everybody, welcome Klaas Vaytak.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot. So yeah, my name is Klaas Vaytak. I work for SUSE now more than 10 years, and over the time I was doing a lot of projects in the tools area that we use at SUSE, how to build and databases we used for stuff to build packages and distributions. And now I'm part of the so-called OpenSUSE Boosters team. We try to do activity to enable the community better to work with OpenSUSE and use OpenSUSE as a platform for the upstream and projects activities. Today I'd like to talk about Hermes. Hermes is a project I was setting up, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. We use it in the OpenSUSE build service because there are problems I'd like to talk about in the first part of this talk. The second part of the talk will be the solution, which is called Hermes in this case. In the third part, I give you some technical details about the system. And in the fourth part, you are invited to ask questions if you have some. So what's the problem? The problem, I'm talking about problems with emails or notifications at all. So in the beginning, most of you probably remember that, you said to people, send me a quick email and I can sort it out and do stuff. You got important information with email. Email was fun and was a new thing. And your work organization used a lot of email over the time and it got very, very efficient. And then machines started to send email. With machines, I mean stuff like build systems, like bug trackers, like maybe feature trackers, and stuff like that. And they send out emails to you if your package doesn't build. It doesn't build on this and this platform, it doesn't build for this distribution, which is 3 years old, and stuff like that. So you end up with a lot of emails. And all these emails look similar, you got too much of them, you're not interested in stuff like this 1 week ago. So with this machine sending email, everything just turns upside down. You got tons of emails, you lose important information because if you have 1,500 emails in your inbox, you're not able to sort out which are really important and which not. It's not fun anymore. And yeah, your work organization probably breaks. So what we were thinking about was the possibility to get back control. So we set up Hermes with the intention to give the decision back to you which information you want and which you don't want. So don't let the machine, the system, the build system, the system send email to you, but you go to Hermes and say, I'm interested in this particular message from the build system. So it's not any more longer that you got 10 emails from the build system because one of your package fails. It's because it fails in 10 different distributions, while you are only interested in one at this moment. So with Hermes, you can configure very detailed which informations you want to have. So that works in the way that the client system, in the example, the build system, doesn't deliver the message directly to you as a user, but it delivers its notification of an event to the Hermes system. And you configure and decide in Hermes which notification you are interested in. And it's a conscious decision, of course. So you don't get flooded with unwanted stuff, but you decide consciously what you want to have. The messages are, of course, kept in a system which stores it securely, and it's predictable and visible which messages were sent out. And also the message itself is configurable by the admin, the Hermes admin, and yourself. So you can decide how the message should look like, because the style of the message is no longer part of the implementation of the build system, which simply dumps a text file to send mail, but it's part of the Hermes system where you have a configuration tool configure it as you need it. We have various deliveries. Also, I'm talking here about mail a lot. We have other deliveries such as RSS feeds or Jabber or Twittering, which is interesting because what I set up recently was that the OpenSUSE build service now fills a Twitter channel with information about package updates in the factory project. So, of course, not every individual sets up a Twitter thing. It's more a general approach to set up interesting sources of information for people. What also is possible is an HTTP post that gives the possibility to send information to other systems, like on a push approach. Whenever a package, for example, changes in the OpenSUSE build service, we can do an HTTP post to another system which can do stuff with the information. So this is something that goes away from a personal messaging approach. It's more an interdisciplinary communication style. There's a web client where you can read messages, and there are tons of other possibilities which could be implemented. The idea is that every user can pick for himself in which way a message should be delivered. So it's up to the user to decide if he wants package build failure messages, for example, as RSS feeds or as a Jabber notification. Another features are digests. This is an example mail that is sent out by Hermes for, I think it's a submit request in the build service. So the actual information is this part. This is just a footer. And for some messages, you will get a lot of these messages which just have a little bit of information, and you get them every 2 minutes. So what digesting means is you can combine them. You tell Hermes, please don't send this kind of message every 2 minutes to me, but collect them and send an hourly digest, for example. And then all the interesting parts are collected together, combined with a header and footer, and then it's sent out on a timely basis. So we can send the digests once a minute, hourly, daily, or even weekly. Let's come to some technical details. Hermes consists of four parts at the moment, four important parts. This is Herminator. It's a web server-based little script that receives a notification from the clients, for example, a build system. The generator, which connects the incoming notifications and the receivers. The worker, which actually sends out messages. And Starship is a configuration and user web application. So why did we split that up? we started over with one big tool that did most of the stuff. It turned out that, for example, the actual sending of the messages takes too long, takes time, has sometimes network issues, stuff like that, so it's better it runs isolated. The same is for the web application. This is a Ruby on Rails app, which is better isolated. And yeah, well, in the future, we could, for example, combine Herminator and Starship again, but it's nothing really important. As a data storage, we use a MySQL database at the moment with a pretty optimized schema over time. It, of course, as most of you might have noticed, you have to pay attention to the database schema if you want performance and reliability. So this is most of the attention went into the database schema, and all the applications work on the database. It's pretty performant. Let's take a deeper look into each of them. The Herminator thing is a Perl CGI application-based script. It runs on Lighty or Apache. I think we run it in a Lighty at the moment on the build service. The client interface is nothing but an URL where the clients, for example, the build service, can post a notification, and the notification is basically just a string. So one string identifies the kind of information that the kind of notification that is happening. For example, package build fail. This is a complete notification, and because you need more information about this event, for example, the package name, the platform, the architecture, what else, this can come as key value pairs as much as you want. And the system works that way that you don't have to set up notification types or stuff, you just send them once and then it's there. And after that, since your client frequently sends the same notification type, they come in more and more messages from the same type, so just send one and it's there. Later there's an admin interface where stuff can be administered then. The notification type, the string that identifies the only required parameter. Together with Herminator comes an admin interface where you can see which notification types were set up by just sending them in, and you also, as an admin, can administer the text template that is sent out for mail and for all the other things. This is publicly available under notify.opensuse.org, but you have to have an admin account. The generator is just a Perl script that connects incoming notification to the subscriptions. Subscriptions are people have to subscribe to the notification. So you have to say, I'm interested in package fails, or I'm interested in feature changes, or I'm interested in whatever. This is called a subscription. So the connection between a message type or notification type and the user is a subscription. And with the subscription, you also state in which way you want to receive the message and when, if you want it immediately or if it should come as a digest thing. The worker is a Perl script that actually sends out the messages. It does mail sending, connects to send mail and sends it out, or does the RSS stuff and twittering and these kind of things, jabber. It runs in an infinite loop on the server with, of course, this breaks so that it doesn't cause too much load on the machine, and whenever something gets generated from the generator, it's sent out afterwards. Starship is the Ruby on Rails application. It's a Hermes user interface for users where you maintain your subscriptions, where you can read actual messages, where you can configure RSS feeds you want to see and you want to fill with your messages. It has an user mode, which is pretty simple. We set up an abstraction layer where people just can say, I'm interested in feature changes, for example. And in the background, there's subscription with subscription filters and some more complex stuff is set up for the people. And if you want to go one step beyond and look into the details, you can go to the expert interface and set up stuff more in detail. Again, an overview diagram. Here's Herminator, which is just a server-based web application. The client system posts the raw notifications in there. They are stored in the notifications and parameters tables in the database. The generator frequently checks if there are new raw notifications and combines it with the subscriptions and the filters and generates the messages that should go out to the people based on the settings here and the subscriptions. The messages are stored in this part of the database, and the worker all the time checks if there's something in and sends it out as mail or RSS. And Starship is picking, is editing subscriptions and the filters, and you can read messages and view stuff and so on. Yeah. So far, Hermes runs in production for our OpenSUSE project, for OBS and OpenFate currently. We are spilling up and connect more and more stuff to it, since we have now fixed all the stuff that comes in the beginning. So when you start over with such a project, you run into a lot of tiny problems. Currently, we are processing more than 50,000 notifications a day. Of course, there's stuff like cleanup scripts in the background, which again clean up the database and do stuff like that. There's a project page in the OpenSUSE wiki if you are interested. And it's free software, of course. It's independent from the OpenSUSE build service, so you can run Hermes for any other purpose than the OpenSUSE build service. It's not connected, it's not using the build service code base or something, so it's just an independent project. But of course, it's developed along the build service, so it's, yeah, pretty part of that. So, I'm finished. Probably we have plenty of time left, right?
Yeah, 10 minutes if you want.
And are there any questions from your side?
Yeah. You said the client sends a message to the Herminator?
Yeah.
So there's some kind of agent running on the client, or is this an email actually?
No, it's just an HTTP post. So you need HTTP connections between the client and the Herminator. And of course you have to make sure that that you do your network configuration right, because otherwise if you, for example, open up your Herminator to the internet, you're of course the perfect spammer, because people could send notifications, and if everything is set up accordingly, Hermes would send out messages. So you have to be careful with that. So for example, for the OpenSUSE stuff, we have it configured that way that only internal network can reach the Herminator.
So what exactly needs to be installed on the client system?
And on the client systems, you can either use a Perl script, which provides a Perl module that provides one function to send out a notification. I think it takes as parameters the notification name or a string and then a hash reference which contains the parameters. So, and if you use other languages, you would have to implement an HTTP post, which is easy for most systems, I guess. Other questions? Okay. All right, then, thank you very much, Stefan.
Thank you very much, Klaus.